6:44. The new Magic 105 plays today's jams, the best old school. God's grace, that is Trinity. 6:49, it's 11 before 7 o'clock. Heat advisory today, a high around 97 degrees.
And right now, it's 80.
May have to water my grass around 7 o'clock tonight, man. And get that sun down a little bit.
That's true, man.
My next door neighbor got some grass.
Hey.
So now we got like maybe it's like a consecutive on my side, almost consecutive of all the houses on my side of the street have grass now.
That's nice, man.
It's kind of a nice thing, so.
It's official. Tony is a suburbanite, ladies and gentlemen.
I like my grass, man.
Neighbor has gas now.
It's a, you know what? I see the grass as a challenge to keep it from dying.
That's great, man.
And I got a patch that I may have to, you know, may have to take to the hospital, man.
You know that carpet grass?
And kind of roll out?
No, you know, no. The carpet grass is real plush. That's what I call it.
Oh, no. No. You know the guy across the street has that. And that's nice.
Beautiful.
That is nice.
Georgia? Right. Bermuda? What is it?
I've got bluegrass.
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 What's the difference?
I have no idea. Just know you're supposed to water it.
Your grass got a name.
Water it and cut it. That's all I do. You know,
I mean, bluegrass is really nice, Tony.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Maybe one day you'll get some zoysia or some Bermuda.
Some zoysia? Yeah.
Is that the carpet grass?
You know what? I think I dated zoysia back in the day, man.
Well, yeah, have you had a conversation with Chuck?
About?
Grass?
No, I haven't, man.
You know, Chuck's...
He got a lot of grass.
Chuck's wife's dad is a grass expert.
I didn't know. He's a grassologist.
Actually, his wife was like...
pull that one out.
His wife actually was laid down the first few pads before Chuck got into grass.
Yeah, because Alice...
Okay, what are we talking about now?
Yeah, grass.
Oh, okay.
You know, she put it down, man.
Grass,
oh, I didn't know that, really?
Yeah, the first time.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
See, so you need to have that conversation.
May have to have a chat with Chuck.
Well, Chuck knows his grass.
It's Chuck Chat. We'll have that, man, coming up. 6:50, it's, okay. All right, I got that, man. Kathy Worley coming
too.
Up with your psychic reading. That's on the way. Plus, give you a chance to win some money with the magic montage game. That's coming up, too, so hang on for it. Happy birthday this morning to Ann Watkins. Also, Taria Graham, Shamel Smith, 7 years old yesterday. Happy birthday to Kobe and Caleb Freshwater. They're a year old today. They twins. Twin boys. Also, Ryan Rucker, Chantel Wilson, Diane Lacey's blown out candles today. Kim Bell, Sharon Davis, George Clinton. P-Funk is 59 today.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Alex Trebek from Jeopardy is also 59 years old today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he looks pretty good for 59, doesn't he?
Yep. Danny Glover is 52 years old today. Keith Sweat, they got him down for 38. I'm thinking more like 44.
Man. I'm thinking maybe 40.
40?
Yeah. 38.
He might be 38. And the Keyshawn Johnson from the Jets, man.
23.
27.
I love that name.
Keyshawn?
I mean, it's an after 1971 name for sure, but it's got a nice ring to it.
You know what? You're right. 6:52 right now. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Dateline today is July 22nd, the 203rd day of the year. There are 162 days left in this year. In 1796, Cleveland was founded by General Moses Cleveland. In 1848, Lester Walton was appointed Minister of Liberia. Okay, sorry about that. No one cared about that.
Okay.
1848, President Lincoln submitted a draft of the Emancipation Proclamation to his cabinet.
Emancipation?
No. Emancipation Proclamation.
Emancipation?
Emancipation. Emancipation.
All right, man. It's not ketchup.
Emancipation. We all making them wait. Coming out of slavery.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
1969, Aretha Franklin was arrested and fined $50 for disturbing the peace in a parking lot in Detroit. She ran over a sign on her way back to the street. Now, how was she disturbing it? By herself?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they tried to
dude was beating her down.
Probably so.
A bunch of stuff going on back then.
Yep.
In 1991, Desiree Washington, a Miss Black America contest, charged she was being raped by Mike Tyson.
What year was that again?
1991.
Wow.
He served 3 years in prison on that one.
8 years ago.
See, like that whole case was filed. Mike Tyson, when he first met her in front of the girl, said, I want to have sex with you. Would that be a sign to be in his room at 1:30?
Yeah, my father said, if you're with a man after 11 o'clock, the only thing you need to know that he want to do is pop some cone.
But you know what?
Well, all right,
if she changed her mind, like it was her right to, and she said no.
Yeah, here's what I'm with that. It doesn't make it right.
Well, no means no. I mean, no, I'm just saying, man. No.
Yes, 1:30 in the morning. Well, you know what?
If you're butt naked at 1:30 in the morning in a man's hotel room and you change your mind, which you have a right to do.
Yeah.
Then no
but
means
you know
no.
What?
Then no means no.
No means no.
The only thing is, did she change her
no
mind?
No means no in theory.
It's obvious she went up there. No, no means no.
No means no in theory. But what I'm saying is, no means no in theory. But when you butt naked at 1:30 in the morning, somebody gonna, you know what I mean? It's like,
somebody cross the line.
Right. Is it no? Was it no?
Yeah.
Was it yes? Was it whatever?
You know, she probably saw Mike coming at her butt naked and she changed her mind real quick.
She really did mean
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, ask BNGB.
She had, but
that almost made her two women. It almost split her in half.
BNGB, but she went to go visit him.
Well,
to the concert of
visit. Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. At 6:54.
She did.
Well, that's true. 6 before
Mike
7 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Here's your traffic update. Eileen.
Never sang again.
What's going on, Eileen?
She can't even dance anymore.
Bumper to bumper out here this morning, westbound 5570 from 64 to the Poplar on a magic carpet ride. I'm Eileen.
At 6:54, I'm Denine Busby with the Magic 105 information update. A hot weather health warning has been issued by the state health department. Officials say the warning might continue into the weekend if the heat and humidity doesn't let up. They say current weather conditions are particularly dangerous for the elderly. Right now, it's 82 degrees. This news update has been brought to you by GEICO.
With Magnum power under the hood, Dodge Ram is one tough...